USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is not revealing details about what he plans to discuss when he meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking at the NATO summit, Biden said he plans to make it clear what the red lines are in areas where they don't agree. And regarding some of the recent cyber attacks that were sourced back to Russia, Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall tells Fox News, "We need to hold Putin accountable.
That if you can't stop these attacks, we're going to have to start responding. Once we do the attribution to find out where the attacks are coming from, that we are going to hit you back in kind."
The cost of oil is hitting a nearly three-year high of more than $71 a barrel. Not surprisingly, it's also reflected in higher pump prices as Americans head back on the roads. GasBuddy.com saying the national average for a gallon of gasoline is now $3.07. USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.